weenie. But his name is Louie, and he travels really good. He just put him in his little bed in the truck, and he drove up there. I mean, I think it took us every bit of 6 hours to get up there. And he traveled good. He did good in the trailer. And we took him on little day trips. We went up to, while we were there, we went to Crater Lake and checked that out. It's like a giant lake that was, I guess, formed by a volcano, and it's not fed by any exterior water, just from rain and snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's super blue.
And so it's cold?
Yep. So that was pretty cool. We also, one of the days, we went to the Oregon Caves, which I was worried it was going to be closed down because of the COVID, but they had just opened up. But there's a bunch of hoops you had to go through to get tickets, but we made it just in time. And we were able to go through the cave. And anyway, we all had a good time. Trailer did good. We had only one problem with the trailer, and that was on our way back.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back, on one of the stops, when we opened the door from the inside to come out, the little latch stuck all the way in, so that when you close the door, it just bounced open. Like the latch didn't come back out.
And
that's only when you use the inside handle. And that's on my 1960 Airstream. So is that a Bargmann lock?
Yeah, it's a Bargmann 77, I believe. That's sort of like an old fridge handle.
Yeah.
The lever, you sort of swing up.
Yeah, and my lever just bounces because there's no spring. I understand there's a spring in them, but mine never had that spring, so mine just bounces. But it's always worked fine. The only thing I ever did to it before was change the cylinder. So in case it got locked, I would have a key. I never use it. I just use the deadbolt, but I was able to use a flat-base screwdriver to just pop the little latch back out, so, you know, to close the door. And I used the deadbolt anyways. But that was the only issue with the trailer. So after we got home the next weekend, I pulled that Bargmann all the way out and disassembled it and cleaned all the gunk and added more grease and put it back together. And, well, actually, I saw where it was binding is on the top of that notch opening where that little thing goes in and out. And I just took a Dremel, shaved off, I don't know, not very much, maybe like a 32nd or something, and greased it back up and put it back in, and it works perfect again.
Excellent. So there, yeah, we have to do that sometimes too. We've had to do that on ours, but, you know, sometimes clients send us doorknobs from Timbuktu, and we disassemble them and fix them, and oftentimes you find parts missing, or sometimes they'll send us a box of parts, and they said, we don't know if this is everything. I took it apart, and I couldn't figure out how to get back together again, and it didn't work, and blah, blah, blah. So I've done that, too, and I keep, like, a box full of broken door handles, basically, for parts for other ones. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my concern. Could you start pulling those things off and springs start flying? And they did.
Yeah.
But,
ball bearings, too, you know.
Oh, yeah. I just took it apart as much as I had to. But I was able to get back together, no problem. So back in good shape, ready for the Oregon, not the Oregon, the October NorCal rally. So we're signed up for that. That'll be our next trip in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we should be good to go. So I did want to talk about, I'm checking it off here. I said Oregon trip and the Chiweeni, and I want to talk about the Wi-Fi Ranger Everest.
Oh, yes.
So,
how did that fare?
Not as good as the
Chiweeni.
You're
the beta tester, aren't
you? Not as good as the Chiweeni. Yeah, apparently. I had the last one. I don't remember the model. The last one I had. I've been through like three iterations of this product, and the previous ones only were.